The Pre-Game Proverb, a biblical way to start the day. Here's John Rayner.
We open up chapter 3 now of the Psalms, and we fast forward to the part in the Old Testament where King David is on the run for his life. His son Absalom is staging a coup against David. He's trying to overthrow his father. So we've got David here. He's hiding from Absalom and his forces and fearing for his life. So contextually, the mind of the psalmist, David here, it's at a very, very low place, something that we could probably all relate to at one point or another. We can surely recall one point in our life where we just feel like the walls are closing in, could possibly be a bad word from a court case, a sick family member, that terrible call from someone letting us know that a loved one has died in a car accident, just general low points in our lives where we feel hopeless and helpless. So that's the mood that David is in right now when he's writing this psalm entitled, Save Me, O God. Here's Psalms chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance from him in God. So there, not only is David feeling super low, but the masses seem to be mocking him, telling David that not even God can save you. And then we seg into the second part of today's psalm, which is starkly different than what the world is telling us about God. But David ignores what the haters are out there saying and instead puts his trust in God. Psalms chapter 3, verses 3 through 5. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. So giving careful note to that last part, David's about to go to sleep. And if you think about it, when we're consumed with worries and anxieties, sleep's the last thing we can do. Go back to those dark times that we've been through, involves many sleepless nights. But David, after praying and putting his trust in God, says, I lay down and slept, and then I woke up, for the Lord sustains me. So not only does he finally sleep, but he also wakes up, which means that he wasn't killed by his enemies overnight. God saves David here because David went to God, just as God saves us when we put our trust in his son Jesus. Now, putting aside our fears, especially in the face of a world that openly mocks God, can be challenging to anyone. It's challenging to the Christian for sure. But let's look at the circumstances that David was up against. He's in total retreat, so you got to think his enemies here have the advantage. And the bystanders are saying, man, God's not even going to save you, David. But David resigns himself to the fact that God is over everyone, over him, over his enemies, and God's going to have the last word. So David puts his trust in God, and God carries him through the storm. That last part of the verse is something that should give us all comfort. The Lord sustains us when we put our trust in him. Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to trust in God. Have a great day, and God bless.
The Pre-Game Proverb with John Rayner. Look for it on all podcast platforms and have it delivered to your smartphone. The Pre-Game Proverb, proud partners of The Bar, the Biblical and Reformed Podcast Network.